on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Rockcliffe!
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his name on the paper. Yep. Oh, look, he's got to win the John Cale medal. Best player, best and first winner. But he's been fantastic here on the Rush Hour all year. I think it's his last show, Byrne, before he wraps up for 2020. And then obviously he'll sit down and negotiate a new bigger contract with Triple M next year, because we love having him. And welcome, Thomas.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
And I'll just clear it up. There's nothing wrong with going home with a dog, Jazz, by the way.
We love our dogs. We love our pets.
We do. And you especially love them.
I've got three of the beautiful little things.
I know you do, yes. And you do love them. Hey, Rock, how have you been, mate? What's been the wash up? Because I could see you're a bit emotional after the game. Yeah. I was getting a bit emotional actually at home watching. How have you been?
Yeah, not too bad, Byrne. Obviously, you have a couple of days to think about it. And I think when it's so close, you tend to think about moments in the game and what could have I done differently, or what if the ball had to bounce this way or the ball had to bounce that way. I think I said to someone, I think it would have been easier to get over if you had a loss by 10 goals, but when you go down by 6 points, it's a pretty hard one to swallow when you feel like you should be probably playing this week, but you're not. And credit to Richmond, they were the better team on the night and walked away with the win, so they get their opportunity this weekend.
And you speak of big moments. Well, I'll tell you a big moment. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up when Big Chuck went back in the last quarter and kicked that one from 50 metres out. I thought, here you come, here you go, and this is the moment. You've taken it. You're going to run away with it now. But did that get you up? Did that fire you up?
Yeah, it did. I think when he went back and kicked that, it felt like, right, now we just need the knockout punch, and we just couldn't get it, unfortunately. And they're a quality team, and they have been for a number of years, and that's probably why they're never out of it, and we just couldn't get that killer blow. And credit to them for staying in the game, and we just couldn't get past them. So when Charlie went back and kicked that, it felt like, we're on here, boys. That's really finished strong. But credit to Richmond, they got the next couple of centre clearances and put the game away, which was disappointing from a midfielder's point of view.
Rock, when you reflect on the performance and the year, deficiencies, one area that, I harp on it all the time, but that last kick inside forward 50, it's got to be a lot better moving forward. It's got to be more efficient moving forward. I know sides defend to the inch of their life, but that's one area that this side has to work on over pre-season, surely.
Yeah, I think we just need to get a little bit sharper, and you've got to continue to improve if you want to get back to where you were the previous year. You've got to improve again, and there's no doubt there's certain aspects of our game that we'll look at and try and improve over the summer. And I think it's always that's the money kick going into like 50. So I think we've just got to maybe look at sharpening that up. I think we expect a lot of Charlie Dixon at times just to bring it to the fore, and then the smalls get around it. So we're predictable on that front, but if we can get some easier goals, then we absolutely need to look at ways to do that.
Have you reviewed the match? I mean, you touched a little bit on that clearance sort of let you down, centre clearance, but have you got around as a group and just pinpointed where you lost the game? I mean, it can go either way when a final's that close, but have you pinpointed anything?
No, we haven't. We've had our exit reviews and we identified a couple of things, just speaking to Kenny post-game and the next couple of days where we tried to change a couple of things that we probably, in hindsight, wouldn't have around stoppages. We felt like their winger started to impact the play a little bit more in the second half, and not necessarily the first possession, but it was more a second possession thing, and they were able to get territory off that. And our game this year has been wing clearance, keep getting in our front half and make sure the territory game was... We won that, but we weren't able to do that on Friday night. So I think there's things to take out of it, lessons learned. Overall, I think we've had a pretty good season. No one probably expected us to play finals at all. We went from the start to the finish on top, got to a prelim, lost that by 6 points to probably the best team in the competition over the last 4 years. So reflection, it's been probably a positive year. It doesn't feel like it at this point in time. And we expect greatness, and I think our supporters do as well. So we've got opportunities to improve and get better, and we've got to do that over the summer to make sure we're playing in the grand final next year.
Well, unprecedented year. There's no question in our great game. Ken Hinckley coached well. Team was united. Five players in all Australian side. Bokey second in the Brownlow. Dixon second in the Coleman medal. It's been a bloody good year if you look at it, Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely. I think... The growth of the whole playing group has been huge, and then we've obviously had a couple of superstars retire as well, and we weren't able to send them off quite as we would have liked, yeah. but Ebo's had an outstanding career in Westie as well, so two greats of the footy club have hung the boots up, so it's been an incredible year. As you said, unprecedented, 150th year for the footy club. I think on reflection, it's been a pretty good year all over.
I just want to touch on Brad Ebert for a minute. What about that last effort? Oh. It just summed him up, didn't it? Back with the flight, put his body on the line for the team. He gave his all right to the end, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. You probably would have played 250 games if you had attacked it like that, Boone. But
no, I was waiting. I was waiting before he launched.
No, I would have. I just got suspended for 20, so then that would have taken me to 250.
He got suspended.
Cheap shots off the ball. That's all right.
No, I just got a few things wrong.
Yeah. Credit to it. Yeah. I mean, that's just the way he attacked every contest. I think a guy that had so many head knocks probably was warranted not to go back with the flight like he did in that contest. But that's him, and that's the way he played the game. And, unfortunately came off second best. And his health now is the most important thing for him and his family, and we wish him all the best.
Now, I know it's been your Mad Monday week, so I've got I normally put players in three categories, Giles.
Right. Yep.
There's always a seasoned veteran that just can go all
keep
day
going.
And you're just on and on.
No
and
sleep.
On. He's just not going to stop
he's
this
the
bloke. So we need someone to put in that category.
Done.
I need someone this is a surprise packet.
Right.
Just normally a youngster that surprises everyone, that can go harder than what you think, but hasn't drank all year.
He goes
the
in.
Third one
right.
is the letdown.
Yeah.
It's the big expectation who just lets you down.
Does the
and
runner.
Goes home early.
Does the runner. Doesn't tell anyone. Yeah.
Yep, exactly right. So have you
Tommy,
got a player for each category for me, please?
So you're veteran, you're one that just turns up, Tom Cleary.
Yes.
Good boy, Tommy.
Country boy, 10 a.m. message, pub.
Nice.
Yeah, good boy. And he's still going, I'm led to believe, with James Rowe from the Eagles.
Still going. 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
Right.
He's that type.
Done. Well done. Surprise packet?
Your surprise packet would be someone like your Zach Butters or Connor Rosie.
Oh,
they,
yes.
They lead all the recruiters on, I don't drink, I don't do this, I don't do that. And then 12 months, 24 months into the system, you can't keep them off it. So that's probably been the surprise.
They're corrupted, so they're done, Zach Butters. And all right. And what about the runner?
The big expectation.
Oh, the runner. Yeah. The runner is has to be Robbie Gray. Unfortunately, he's got a couple of kids at home, and he's the 4:30 in the Arvo bolter.
Oh no!
I'm thinking 4:30 a.m. does a bolter. That's not too bad, but 4:30 p.m.
Oh, Rob!
Come on, Robbie!
That's just devastating.
How have you been too, Rob?
Yeah, where are you? Where are you in that? Yeah, what category would you be in? I reckon you'd be in the first one.
Shocking. No, I'm in the last one.
Oh,
I'm in the last one these days.
He's a runner.
No, you're not. Don't admit it.
I had a bit of a crack the first night, and then I've tried to avoid it from then on. But we're going out for dinner tonight, so we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, mate, Boone and I are going to take you to Stansbury, mate, we're 3 or 4 days solid. No sleep, and it's non-stop, so you better get ready.
Right? Look forward to it.
All right. Mate, love your work. Very proud of you, mate, and have a good night tonight, and we'll speak again, young man.
Good on you. Thanks for the year, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure.
Mate, Tommy Rockcliffe, what a superstar, Boone.
He's been a star. He'll be high on the John Cale medal,
right.
too.